Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi friends, welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am so excited today to bring you a cord cutting meditation practice. This is the kind of practice that is super powerful when we feel like we have attachments that are no longer serving us. These could be attachments to people, situations, old memories, even places that we just haven't really been able to let go of their impact on us. And we kind of feel like they're holding us down or holding us back. And this kind of meditation is a really great way to start to create a little bit more space with those things. And so I'm really excited to bring you this practice today. I will have you spend some time in our meditation thinking about some of those attachments that you might be holding on to. So a little bonus journal prompt if you want to start to think about what some of those things might be that you want to create more space on. You can always spend a little bit of time journaling on that before getting to our meditation practice. And then also before we get to our practice today, I do want to ask you if you have any requests, whether these are requests for specific meditations or if these are more questions that you have about meditation or yoga, self-care. I am starting to brainstorm some other episodes that we can have on the podcast outside of just our meditations. And I want to do it with better consistency. I want to be able to help answer your questions and really help you feel like you can approach these practices and we can kind of like, I guess, take down the barriers that often get in the way when it comes to a meditation or a self-care or a yoga practice. So definitely let me know. You can come find me on Instagram at I am Katie Arnold or at Soul Connection Podcast and send me those requests. I would really be really grateful. I would love to hear it. Also, I just want to remind you as well that if you are interested in going ad-free, not just with the podcast, but also with the videos over on my YouTube channel, all of this stuff for my ad-free platform is in the show notes. So you get all of these meditations ad-free and intro-free, so you don't have to listen to me talk every single time. And you will also get the new yoga classes that go up on YouTube completely ad-free. So I know ads can get annoying. I do my best to handle them, manage them as best as I can. But when it comes to YouTube, I have no control. And even when it comes to the podcast, I don't really have control over what kinds of ads my podcast host is putting up. So keep all that in mind if you want to go ad-free. Information is in the show notes. All right, let's go ahead and get to today's practice. Begin by finding a quiet and comfortable space where you can sit or lie down away from any distractions. Close your eyes or soften your gaze.
and take a few deep breaths to relax your body and mind. Feel the surface beneath you, whether it's a chair, cushion, or the ground. Start to notice all of the places where you make contact with that surface. Taking no judgments and noticing any sensation associated with these points of connection. And now transition your attention to your body, noticing any sensations, areas of tension or discomfort. And as you inhale, envision a bright, healing light entering your body. Let this light fill every cell. And then allow it to release any tension or negativity with your exhale breath. Doing that a few times. Start to picture energetic cords extending from your body to any people, places, situations, or even memories that you feel negatively attached or burdened by. These cords could represent emotional or energetic ties that you're ready to release and finally be free from. And begin to repeat. I now sever and release any and all energetic cords that do not serve my highest good. Imagine a pair of golden scissors appearing in your hands. They could be big or small. Noticing if they feel cool or warm to the touch. Are they textured or smooth? Feel these scissors in your hand. And with intention, start cutting each of the cords one by one. Acknowledge each cord and take a moment to express gratitude for the experience and lessons learned from each cord. And as it is cut, visualize it dissolving into pure loving energy. Feel a sense of release and liberation with each cut. Go through this process for each cord in your awareness. And now visualize a bright white cleansing and purifying light completely surround you. Allow it to fill any spaces left by the cords, sealing and healing the energy within you. And now begin to repeat. I am free from attachments. I fully claim my personal power. And I move forward with joy and presence. Take a moment to notice any shifts in your energy and emotions. And gently bring your awareness back to the surface beneath you. Feel the present moment at hand and the lightness within. When you're ready, open your eyes. Your journal prompt for today is to reflect on the energy shift that you just experienced. Do you notice any changes in your emotions or mindset? Were there specific cords or attachments that particularly stood out to you? So reflect on the energy shift you just experienced. Do you notice any changes in your emotions or mindset? And were there any specific cords or attachments that specifically stood out to you? Take some time to journal on that. And just a friendly reminder that sometimes we might have to go through a practice like this a few times to really help us find that full release, that full letting go. So come back to this as often as you need to. And if you have found connection from our practice today, if you feel like there is a friend or someone in your life who would benefit from this practice or any of the other ones here, I would be so grateful if you took a moment to share this practice with them. And maybe leave a rating and review while you're at it as well. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back here for the next Soul Connection practice.